he's looking forward to that land. Amen. Well, I wasn't going to do this tonight. I was going to do it tomorrow night, but Brother Lenny asked if I was singing a special tonight and tried to encourage me to, so I was going to wait till tomorrow night, but I'll go ahead and get it out of the way. Both nights, okay. Amen. Amen. I think everybody's got trials these days. If you don't do trials, you're probably doing something wrong that the devil doesn't even care. Amen. This song lets you know that God's still got everything under control. Oh, I read in the paper another earthquake o'er the land. Famine is out of control. For their sin on every hand, where it ends, minds of man just don't know. But God's got everything under control. You believe that tonight? Oh, he's still God, and he's in charge of his own. And your mountains, oh, so high. Seems you've come to the end of your road. But if you'll just look up to my Jesus, he is standing close by. And he's got everything under. May be high, and your valleys oh so wide. It seems you've come to the very end of your road. But if you'll just look up to my Jesus, he is standing close by. Revelation of that tonight. Amen. I believe our valleys wouldn't seem so dark and our mountains wouldn't seem so high if we just get a revelation of who's in charge. Amen. God bless you tonight. Brother Branham said no service is complete without reading a scripture, so I'm not going to preach to you tonight, but I do want to read a scripture. St. John chapter 13. You may not have brought your Bibles, but if you did, you can turn with me if you would. St. John chapter 13 and verse 34. And let's just stand if you would. St. John chapter 13, verse 34. We've been on this for the last couple of weeks on whose disciple are you? And the Lord Jesus says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. Now that part wasn't a new commandment. We've been taught to love one another, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, love thy neighbor as thyself. But he adds something to it here that makes it a new commandment. He says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. They had seen all kinds of different types of love, but they hadn't ever seen perfect love until he came and dwelt among them. And then he said, love like I love. That's a challenge. That's a challenge to the believer. Can you love like he loved? That when they beat him and hung him on a cross and spit in his face and pulled out his beard, he said, Father, forgive him. Love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. But this, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love one for another. Brother Branham says it this way, and do you now believe? In 1952, he says, you don't need no new doctrine. We've had plenty of those. You don't need no new doctrine. You don't need no theories. He said, you need real, true hearts to Almighty God, to believe on God and his Son, Christ Jesus, have fellowship with everybody, all the Christians, by the Holy Spirit. Have fellowship with everybody. Oh, most churches don't teach that these days. They segregate into their group, our four and no more, our doctrine, nobody else is right. But Brother Branham says again, and thy seed shall possess the gates of the enemy, 1962. He said, fellowship with everybody. But now you'll never win any other way, he says, but besides fellowshipping with everybody. You got to. Now, when they get so bad they're immorally, then stay away from it. That's right. Don't get on the enemy's territory. But as long as you're trying to win your brother, that's different. Amen. That's how I feel tonight from the bottom of my heart. I want to have fellowship with everybody that I can be a help to or that can be a help to me. I want to try to have my hand out to everybody. I want to have fellowship with everybody. That's not very popular these days. But that's how I feel from the bottom of my heart, that my brother Bram, they told him, they said, you had that guy up on the platform, he was believed in the wrong type of baptism. They said, we're going to draw you out and draw the circle out, you know, draw you out. And he said, that's okay, I'll just draw the circle bigger and draw you back in. I'm thankful that we follow a prophet that had that type of attitude. Not that he was the only one that could do anything. He loved everybody. He always had a handout to everybody to help somebody, to encourage somebody. And it's sad that so many of the message people don't have the same attitude. But we want to feel that way tonight, with not just to say it with our lips, but from the bottom of our hearts, we feel that way, that we love the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't care what church she belongs to or what city she's from or what state she's from or any of that. I don't look at that. I don't look at the color of skin or the race or any of those things. I look at the token. Is the token applied? Amen. I want to be associated with the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's sing this song before Brother Lineal comes tonight. I don't want to sing you so much that you don't want to hear him sing, but let's sing this little song together. Most of you know it. If you don't, it's number 613. I just like singing it. Oh, there's a light in the window, the table's spreading splendor, and someone standing by the open door. I can see the crystal river. Lord, I must be near forever, 'cause I've never homesick before. Oh, see the bright light shine. Saints, it's just about home time. I can see my Father standing at the door. This world's been a wilderness. I'm ready for deliverance. Sweet faces, all familiar, old, but no one's old or feeble anymore. And this old lonesome heart is crying, feel like spreading my wings for flying, 'cause I've never I'm I can see my family gathered, those sweet faces all familiar. Oh, but no one's old or feeble anymore. Friends, this old lonesome heart is crying. I feel I've spread my wings for flying, 'cause I've never been this homesick before. Oh, see the bright light shine. Think it's just about old time. My father's standing at the door. This world's been a wilderness. I'm ready for deliverance. Oh, Lord, I've never been this homesick before. Oh, Lord, I've never been this homesick before. Amen. God bless you tonight. Turn around, shake somebody's hand, say, I'm glad you made it to church tonight. Amen. We're going to invite Brother Lenny, if he would, just to come and sing whatever is on his heart. I think he's going to give us a testimony behind some of the songs that God has given him, and we're just excited to hear what he has on his heart. I've enjoyed and been blessed by many of the songs that he's written and been encouraged by them. I'm sure you have too, and I believe after service he's going to have a table in the back there with some CDs if you'd like to purchase some of the CDs maybe you don't have, and if you do have them, maybe you can purchase them and give them to somebody else that don't for a Christmas gift or something. But amen. Brother Lenny said that's a good idea. Amen. God bless you tonight. Brother Lenny, you come and take your liberty.
I love you, my Lord, with all of my heart. That's what Calvary said. I love you, I love you.
Sing it.
I love you. I love you. That's what Calvary said. I love you. I love you.
I'm not here to be any kind of a show. I'm here to worship my Savior because I love Him with all my heart. I have never took a platform without being scared to death that He wasn't going to show up. But I got news for you. He's here. Now, my mama was a pack rat. You know what a pack rat is? They won't throw anything away. I mean, she had stuff. Oh, my Lord. And I took after her. Only mine's love for God's people. I'll never throw you away. Because I love you. I love you. In red. down or you want to stay up? Or if you know the song, play it. You don't? I've sung a song, Murfreesboro, Tennessee, last week. I sing If There Ever Was a Time. And the platform rewrote it for me. So I said, y'all done a pretty good job writing that song over. But I started in the ministry at the age of 23. I was on the road. It's a ministry that we had a tent seat 6,000 people. And we filled it just about every night. And I stayed with it for about 8 years. But I was in Altus, Oklahoma. We was in a big auditorium there. And late at night, I opened my Bible and I read it, and it fell open to Joel. It said, the field is wasted. I said, what does that mean? The corn and the wine is dried up. The field is wasted. It may not mean what God spoke to me over, but I went to the guys working for. I was morning and afternoon speaker, radio broadcast, led singing at night, played the guitar, preached when I had to, vice president of the corporation, advertising manager. I said, all I want from you is a plane ticket to Johnson City, Tennessee. He said, what's the matter with you? I said, something ain't right. Something is terribly wrong somewhere. He said, what do you think it is? I said, I have no idea. I went home to Johnson City, sitting on a platform in our Pentecostal church. My pastor says, Lenuel, something's bad wrong, isn't it? I said, it is bad wrong. He said, what is it? I said, I don't have no idea. 2 weeks later, God spoke to him, brought this message to our church, right after I left the road. You know grace? God brought me to this greatest thing that I have ever come in contact with. There is no greater thing than to know that you know Malachi 4 and why he came and what he came to do, and he done it for me, and I believe every word he said. I don't know about you, but I said, when I got home, I said, what in the world am I going to do? Because the 8 years I was doing that, I only come home maybe twice a year. Back in those days, we'd have 6-week meetings, 8-week meetings. It takes a week to set the tent up, and you'd have a 6-week revival, one right after another. And I go home maybe twice a year. And I was running wide open, and I got stopped. I seen this message, and I said, what in this world am I going to do? I said, I guess I can sing. And I said, what would I sing? And I started reading this message. I said, let this song be something about this message. Like Christ, the mystery of God revealed over the seven seals. Desperation, the token, or leadership, or the future home. Lord, let me sing your brightest song. I thought, you know what, this might work. To sing your brightest song, could you imagine that he would call somebody to sing to his wife? You talk about walking about 5 feet off the ground. And I started listening to this message, and I'd hear Brother Brown, you know what got me? There's nobody can tell a story like Brother Brown can.
That's right.
Nobody. I just love to hear him tell a little story. One day I was listening to him, and he was telling a story about Hattie Wright. I got my guitar. Just say the right word, what you ask will be given. Just approach him with the right attitude. Had he right, said that's the truth, Brother Brown. She said the right thing her son received.
eternal life.
Help me sing it.
Just say the right word, what you ask will be given. Just approach him with the right attitude. Had he right, said that's the truth, Brother Branham. She said the right word, her sons received eternal life.
That was probably one of the first songs I've written about the message. And it goes from there, and it just exploded. I mean, it exploded. Now, I'm not going to do all of them tonight. There's 150 of them. So I'll try my best to. I won't be like them guys. This church would just kept on going and going. These two guys were sitting in the back of the church, and one said, I'll be back in a few minutes. He said, where are you going? He said, I'll be back. He's gone about an hour and a half, the church still going. He said, where have you been? He said, I went and got a haircut. He said, you didn't need a haircut. He said, I didn't need one when I got here. So I won't be doing you that way tonight. But I think one of the most powerful songs that God ever let me write. As you see Brother Branham starting to unfold, you go back to the very beginning there, 60s, 50s, where he preached, and you see God start unfolding this word. It starts unfolding to you. And you see what God actually did there. And I was so impressed by what I heard, and I said, the cry went out, who is worthy to open the book? The answer comes back, no one's worthy. Through heaven and earth we've looked. No apostle or prophet or priest or king, even on his pages could look. But don't weep, John, we found one worthy, the Lamb will open the book. I gotta sing a second verse. John knew all was lost if no one's worthy. When Adam fell, and on those mysteries, let me look. Wounded and bleeding, came for the Lamb, and he'd been to Calvary. He took the book from the hand of his father and said, I've come to set them free. If you see that, John on the Isle of Patmos, he was tore all to pieces. He's the most fearful thing that ever happened. He knew he was lost. He knew everything was lost. But don't you love it when he said, behold the Lamb. Hallelujah. Behold the Lamb. And I got so excited about that. And one day, and I said, I just want to thank you, Lord, for letting me hear your word. What have I done to deserve such glory that's revealed in me? Thanks for that special night when I saw your glorious light. Came face to face with eternity. Lord, I thank thee. You didn't have to open my eyes. You could have easily passed me by. For the age I was living in was wretched, poor, and blind. Then I heard, recognizing your day, serpent seed and perfect faith. Reach and the message of grace, and Lord, I thank thee. Not even in my wildest dreams did I think I'd see such things as the coming of the Lord, the rapture mystery. I have heard, but now I see God in simplicity. The spoken word is the original seed. And Lord, I thank thee. Help me sing it. And I just want to thank you, Lord, for letting me hear your word. What have I done to deserve such glory that's thanks for that special night when I saw your glorious light. Came face to face with eternal life. Lord, I thank thee. There's so many songs. This story could go on like Johnny Cash's song. This could go on for a long time. But I don't want to bore you to death. But I do want you to know where I'm coming from. And I want you to know what my heart is. My heart has always been to be an ambassador for Malachi 4. And I have got songs, not in a bragging way, but I've got them all over the world. And on Facebook, I got probably 3,500 people. I didn't try to get nobody, but I get messages every day what these songs mean, because they relate what I'm doing to what they actually believe.
That's right.
And God has allowed me, by His mercy, to take hold of that and express it in song. I don't claim that I can sing. I was offered a contract in the country back when I was 23-year-old. I don't know why. But I want to express love, like I told you a while ago. There's people right now, and I'm writing, I'm still writing. I'm ready to make, I've got enough songs right now to make two more CDs. And it's to a place now that it seems like people are happy with where they are. I have never in my life wanted to help anybody any more than I do right tonight.
Amen.
And young people, honest to God, how does a young people, without the Holy Ghost, how in the world are they going to exist in a day like this? And what if I can, actually I have thousands of young people, they call me Grandpa. And they see me in a concert somewhere, and they'll come up, and they want to just speak to me. And I go out of my way to encourage them. And their parents appreciate me wanting to help their kids. And people need more to say, well, we got the message, and it's over. No, it's not over.
That's right.
It's not over. He ain't left the mercy seat.
That's right.
You know, some people preaches that, like my pastor said the other night. They preach that mercy's over, but it always happened after they got in.
That's right.
But I'll tell you one thing. As long as I'm here, there's mercy.
Amen. Amen.
And there's grace.
Amen.
And there's somebody to reach out. All you got to do is tell somebody.
That's right.
Brother Bram said, when you lose that, you've lost it.
That's right.
I'm not going to get into it. I come to sing. And my wife don't like me to go to church without a tie on. Have I got a tie on? Praise God. You tell her I wore one, okay? All right. I'm going to have a good time. I don't know about you, but I enjoy myself. I tell you, people that write an inspiration that has touched your life for years, it's like the man that wrote Amazing Grace. He was a dirtbag. He was a scuzzball, they say in Tennessee. He was a terrible person. He was awful, dealt in slavery. And to write Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. Songs written from the soul of somebody, like Fanny Crosby. Every morning she had a place she prayed at 10 o'clock. There was a corner she knew how to get there because she was blind. One morning she forgot, and she said, "Oh my God," and she ran and threw herself in that corner and said, "Jesus, keep me near the cross." That's where that song was born. Man, one day he was so glad God saved him because he was so awful, and God saved him, and he sang, "Oh, what a Savior, oh, hallelujah." And somebody got to hunger for God. So I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let my voice, cares all past, homeland land, ever to rejoice. There was a man who had one girlfriend in his life. They got married. On their wedding day, they had the wedding, had the reception. She lived across the river. They got in a boat to go get her suitcases to go on the honeymoon. The boat turned over and she drowned. Have you heard the story? He wrote, "Oh, what peace we all open for." That's turning me on. "Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer." There's a guy one time, he got so hungry for God, he just said, "Eliezer, tell me more. What's Isaac really look like? I've never seen him, yet I'm to be his bride. You say he has a home for me. Can't wait to walk through the door. Oh, I want to see him. Eliezer, tell me more." And somewhere in this country, I wouldn't know from here, I wrote the third verse of this song. "Eliezer, have you seen him? What's he really like? Yes, I've seen him. In a sage field late one night, his garment blowing in the wind. Then I spoke his name. I said, 'Jesus.' He turned and looked at me. Now I've never been the same. Eliezer, tell me more. What's Isaac really look like? I've never seen him, yet I'm to be his bride. You say he has a home for me. I can't wait to walk through the door. That song. That guy wrote a good song. You're getting loose now. You're starting to get with me. I appreciate that. And we're all in the same boat here tonight. I need to express my gift. You need to receive it as he gave it to me. How many believes that God called me to do this? Amen. If you don't believe, if you don't have faith in your pastor, he can't help you. If you don't have faith that God told me to do this, you won't even listen to what I've got to say.
That's right.
But how could you not listen to what I've heard on tape and read in those books? Because I would always write, and I would make sure I said exactly what he told me to.
Amen.
And if I said, if something come up and didn't sound right, I'd throw it in the trash can. I want it true. I want it right. Where do we go from here? But you get to a place one day, and he feeds you, and you're sitting, you're so happy you don't know what to do. Somebody asks you, how you doing, sir? You know what you say? All is well. All is well. We've heard the message long. All is well. Library. We have a pretty nice library at our church, and they had the cassette tape back in the old days when I was an old man. Somebody asked me, how long have you been singing? I said, what time is it now? Because I won't know. But I'd walk down and just read the titles. You can have revival just walking through.
Amen.
Reading those titles.
That's right.
I'd look through there and he'd say, be not afraid. It is I. Be not afraid. In a ship on the sea of Galilee, in a storm, the disciples wonder, where is he? Satan swore he'd get them while Jesus was away, but in the fourth watch he came and said, be not afraid. It is I. Not afraid. It is I. The way's already made, so don't fear life's angry waves. It is I. Be not afraid. Just from looking on the cassette title, be not afraid. Jesus on your hand. Oh, the songs. Anybody ever hear of a man named Eddie Crook? Something in the name, ain't he? Yeah. He wanted to change the words. Wanted me to rewrite the second verse, the Jesus on your hand, and he would record it. You know what it says? Jesus said he would return. Things would be the same. That old unbelieving crowd, they'd turn him down again. So he sent an indictment for crucifying him again. They chose your hand. Do you think I changed that verse? No, I didn't even answer the letter. Let's move on. I've already took 30 minutes, I think. If you got one more hour and a half, I don't teach like that. But there are so many songs out of. There's some I want to really get to, though. There's things in your life that happens that you don't like to talk about. This song brings that story. And I'm going to tell it, even though it's on me. About 30 years ago, our church fell apart. You probably knew about that. You heard about that. It fell apart. When our pastor, who's there now, came, there was only 60 people left. And I fell flat on my face. And the only way that I can exist was to drink. I drank all the time. Don't you think that Satan can't tear you to the ground? And I was in a process of losing everything that I've ever dreamed about. My family, I was losing everything. I can hardly tell it's not crying. I will skip a bunch of it. I was riding home from work one day and I had a can of beer in my hand. And I can't explain this, but something went thing, like a bell rung. And I looked at my hand and I said, what am I doing with that can of beer in my hand? It's just like I woke up from a nightmare. I threw that stuff out of the car 30 years ago. It's never been back in since. And from that experience, I didn't tell you a lot of things, but I have been there. I've been broke down to the ground. God didn't take his experience and give me a song. But he used the experience to let me write a song. The prodigal son, God did not put him in a hog lot, but he used a hog lot to remind him of who he was. Here I am in a hog lot. My daddy owns a cattle on Thousand Hill. He said, here I am eating slop. So the story. I was down as low as a man could go. Had no strength of my own. Everything I had worked for all my life, everything I loved was gone. The lowest valley of my life, I was flat on my face. Oh, but the great hand of Jesus reach down and pick me up. Oh, yes, I know grace. Do you know grace? Amazing grace. Have you heard how sweet the sound? There are many dangers, toils and snares we've already faced. Look where you came from and where you are, and I'll ask you, do you know grace? Some people might say, well, I don't ever want to hear you sing again, knowing you had that. Was you ever a sinner? Any of you? Well, I ain't going to speak to you no more then. Ain't God good to us, though? Oh, I love him so much. And it hadn't been that many years ago, I was sitting on the front porch of my house. And in my front yard, there's some humongous oak trees. I mean, they go up in the air for a while. And I was sitting on my porch, and it was late September. And I was a little bit depressed anyway. And I sat there and looked up the top of that oak, and old Jack Frost had sprinkled just a little bit of frost up there, and it turned red and gold. I looked across the street at my neighbor's mailbox, and a flower had bowed its head to the wind. It was really, you know, sometime in September it really gets cold. And I said, you know what, a few days from now these leaves will all turn and they'll fall off the tree. That flower will die. The grass won't grow. All flowers will die. But just as plain as I'm speaking to you, something said yes, but there will be another spring. I had a revival, man, just working on that song. And I get to a part where it says, seemed like only yesterday. And I cry. I couldn't even say it. My hair wasn't gray, but I finally got to where I could say it. But sure enough, the warm winds of March and the April showers brought the Mayflowers, and the earth exploded in a resurrection. And I went looking in the mirror, and there was that same age in my eyes. And the Lord said, what happened to this earth right now will one day happen to you. There will be another spring for me too. In the spring of my life, everything was blooming, pure and white. I run and play through fields of green, listening to the robins sing. Then came the summer of my life, lazy days and starry nights. Thought those days would never end, and I felt that cool September wind. Now I've reached autumn, nights are getting cold. Trees are turning red and gold. It's hard for me to realize that I'm getting old. Seemed like only yesterday I won't worry about these things. There'll be another spring. There'll be another spring. I'll be young again, 'cause I believe I'll have eternal youth. There'll be another spring. I'll run again, I'll laugh and sing, in a place where time won't mean a thing. There'll be another spring. You got time for one more? I'm not running out of songs, but I think you're getting bored. How many remembers Henry Green? I was at his church one Sunday morning, and he took me out to lunch, and he says, have you ever thought about writing a song about the ministry? I said, what in the world would I write about the ministry? He said, not that we need any honor, but write something. Just think about it. Just think about it. That was on Sunday. Tuesday, I said, what in the world would I write about the ministry? And this is the way it said it. I don't know why it says, why, it's the voice of many waters. And I had myself the most wonderful time working on this song. My wife was in charge of sending out Brother Ram's message overseas and things. So she had the key to the library at church so I could get any CD, any tape I want to listen to. And I didn't know where exactly where Brother Ram said that. What a horrible thing. And first I got the red book. Well, I got the red book. You remember those red books? And I just lay down on the bed and put in the floor and start turning the page. I looked for anywhere he said to voice me water. And I got to the Patmos vision. And there it was. What a horrible thing. So I took off to church and got that tape, and I put that on. Oh, my Lord. Brother Brown said, what a horrible thing for a soul drifting on the sea of life. And I think that is exactly what this song needs. And I got ministers to say things. But when that was recorded, if you listen real close, the guy that recorded it, he said, who is this guy doing the first part here? I said, that's God's prophet, William Branham. He said, he sure was. That's all he's ever said. And he's recorded 14 CDs for me. That's all he's ever said. Well, I was doing the right word one day, and he said, let me see. He stopped the whole band. He said, let me see. You're saying that this man there told this woman, because she said the right word, to say anything, and she said the right word, and God saved her sons over there. I said, that's basically what I'm saying. He said, I ain't got no problem with that. And went back to playing. He never mentioned Brother Brown's name in any way, out of the way. And he would listen to this, and he sat down to the synthesizer. He said, what do you want to hear? I mean, he's heard the song, The Voice of Me Water. Listen to the introduction. He said, what do you want to hear? I said, I want to hear something that will just blow you away when you hear it. He bowed his head and started praying. And here it comes, right out of heaven. You wouldn't believe it. Me and Louie were standing there, we'd bawl our eyes out listening to him put this song together. And he went out on the porch. It was pouring down the rain. And he put the microphone to concrete where the water was hitting it. Listen to that sometime and hear it. But when I got this song started, I didn't know what to do. Now you say you've experienced maybe writing a song or two. You know what it feels like to write a song. Well, I've had people tell me that it comes tired out of heaven and they can't write down fast enough. I can't relate to that. I don't know what they're talking about. It's a ministry for me. God gives me a title, I got a song. You get a title, you got a message. You go back and research everything about that message, you go preach about it. I go back and research everything about that song. But this song didn't work that way. I said, how in the world could this song go? And it said, down through the ages, they've written many pages about those old gospel preachers who carry gospel. How they went out through the nation, preaching old time salvation, telling the people that they must repent. They didn't bow down to the creeds of men. They just went thing. I've never done it before, but twice. I was laying in bed. I always have my guitar right beside me. I'm a guitar idiot. This is my best friend. I absolutely adore you. I come home from work or somewhere, I get this guitar and sit down. Not even playing anything, just relax. And this guitar, me and my old guitar, I heard a song about that one time. Me and my old guitar, he's my best friend. Faithful to me. I pick it up and lay it on the couch. He don't say a word. Don't gripe. You know, I don't, you know, I ain't going to get into that part of it, but it don't. I got to be careful. I've had a good time tonight. I feel like it's about time to end all this because there are so many songs and so many stories. But I think one of my favorite songs that God gave me, one of them was Another Spring, because what it meant to me at the time I wrote it, it just, and there's Rapturing Grace and Crying Grace, and I wrote on my last CD, I don't even have one with me, it sold them out that I hadn't got them. It's the From the Heart of Lenny Yons. It's God's Extended Grace Hall of Fame. Have you ever heard that song? Anybody heard that song? I wrote when I sit down, I say I'm gonna think about writing. The subject comes to my mind is home and grace. When I get off of work in the afternoon, nothing crosses my mind except going home. I absolutely love my wife and my family. I got 17 grandchildren. I know. I take Valiums at Christmas. but I love my family. And I love you because you're my family. And someday we'll be together. And Brother Bram says, when you get over there and you're looking for me, I'll be down by where the singers of life are singing. I want to sing Always Well for Him. And the Voice of Many Waters and all these things. But I hate to quit. I was going to tell you a while ago. My guitar was set beside the bed. So I picked it up and I said, I'm not going to pray this morning on my knees. I'm going to get my guitar and I'm going to sing a prayer. This is the second time this happened. See you tomorrow night.
Amen. You appreciate that tonight? Amen. I know I enjoyed it. I appreciate you coming, Brother Lenny, all this way to sing the brightest song. And I appreciate Brother Lenny. I think some people, seems like he... when I see him different places or when I see him on Facebook, seems like he's apologizing a lot because people don't understand his type of humor, but that don't bother me. I appreciate his humor. God has a sense of humor. Amen. So some people are wound so tight, you just can't say anything or they just, you know, bust loose. But I thank God for brothers and sisters like Precious Faith. And he was talking about that sage field where Brother Branham saw the Lord Jesus. Remind me tomorrow, I'll take you by and show you where that's at. There's a Parkview Middle School there where he preached the marriage and divorce. And who is this Melchizedek? He said, I think when he preaches marriage and divorce, He was actually standing facing a curtain this way, and he had the auditorium on this side and the gymnasium on this side, and it was packed. And he preached right in the middle there. When he tells that story, he said, "I believe it was somewhere right around where I'm standing tonight," is what he said, is where he had knelt in that broom sage field to pray for his dad. And they built that school, the middle school, Parkview Middle School, right over top of that field. And there he was standing there preaching marriage and divorce. Who is this Melchizedek? My, he preached two sermons in one day that I can't even imagine preaching in in months. But he stood there in the morning and the evening and preached those. And my, what anointed messages. And just to see all that God's done. And sometimes we let it become common to us. But Brother Lenny was telling stories about some of the songs and how they were written. I don't know if you know these or not, but the song, "Precious Lord, Take My Hand, Lead Me On, Let Me Stand." There was a colored gentleman that was an evangelist, and he was out evangelizing, and he got a telegram, said, "Come home quick. Your wife is very sick, and your little daughter." And when he got home, his sister-in-law was sitting on the front porch crying. She said, "Your wife's already passed away, and your daughter, well, the doctor's only given her a few days." And I believe, if I remember the story correctly, his little daughter passed away too, and he had to make the arrangements to bury them. And he came in the house that night, and there was family around trying to comfort them in different things. And he said, "You know, nobody could comfort me. How could you comfort somebody during a time like that?" And he said, "I cried out, and I said, 'Oh, Lord.'" And he said, one of my friends sitting there said, "That's precious, Lord." And he sat down and wrote, "Precious Lord, take my hand. Well, lead me on, let me stand. I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm worn."
Amen.
Amen.
That's
but,
great.
And then that song, "It Is No Secret What God Can Do." Billy Graham was having a service in California, one of his first campaigns, and there was a gentleman that was a radio singer, radio singing cowboy, and he was had invited Billy Graham on the radio to kind of make fun of him. He was a country singer and just wanted to invite Billy Graham on the show to make fun of him, and Billy Graham answered his questions and invited him to the service that night, and he wound up coming, and by the end of the service, he was at the altar. And he was walking down the street of Los Angeles the next day, and he ran into John Wayne. He said, "John, you need to go to this service." He said, "It just completely changed my life." He said, "I'm a different man, all the cursing and drinking and all that. It's gone." He said, "If God can do it for me, he can do it for you, John." And John Wayne turned to him and said, "You should write a song about that." And he sat down and wrote, "It Is No Secret What God Can Do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you." Amen. Let's just worship the Lord a little bit tonight. I don't think any service is complete without giving him worship. Amen. You may not know this song, but it's number 686 in your hymn book. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, you are more than enough for. Jehovah Rapha, you're my healer. By your stripes I've been set free. Jehovah
best part. So much more than enough. You are more than enough for me.
Let's sing that last part again.
Oh, you are more than enough. So much more than.
Worship him tonight.
Oh, we're in the presence of Jehovah God Almighty, Prince of Peace. Our troubles vanish.
His grace.
I can feel the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Let's just stand tonight.
Can feel his mighty power and his grace. Oh, I can feel the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Oh, surely the presence of the Lord.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your presence in our midst, Lord. We thank you for brothers and sisters of like precious faith, Lord, coming to fellowship together, Lord, to hear the songs, Lord, that you've anointed Brother Lineal to write, Father, and Lord, not just any song, but songs that we can relate to, Father, songs that, Lord, take the words that your prophet spoke to us and Lord, put it in a form, Lord, where it just stays in our soul, Lord, to remind us of some of these things that took place in the message, Father, Lord, and songs to encourage us, Lord, in trials, Lord, to know that all is well, Father. Oh, what a peace it is. Lord, we thank you for our brother traveling this far just to be with us and try to encourage us in song. Lord, we just ask you to be at the rest of the services this weekend. Lead us and guide us, Father, what you would have us to do. Be with each one that's here tonight and those that wanted to be here, Father, and just ask you to bless them. Lord, just be with each one as they go tonight. Protect us and keep us safe. Keep us in your grace, Father. Lord, just bring us back at the appointed time. Lord, if there's anything in our heart against anybody, help us to make that right, Father. Lord, if there's anything that we've said out of the way, Father, help us to go and make it right, Lord. Help us to press on to that perfect love that Brother Branham talked about. Not just, Lord, for our family or our closest friends, Lord, but to be able to have that for everybody, Lord. Treat everybody like you would treat them, Father. Help us to press on to that, Father. Be with us tonight, Lord. Be with our fellowship after the service. Lord, just go home with each one, Father. Just be the unseen guest in their home. Protect them and keep them safe, Father. If they have needs, Lord, just minister to those needs. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you tonight. Amen. Brother Lineal didn't tell one of the stories I was hoping he would that I've heard him tell before. He said when he went to write that, he wrote a song about leaving the denominations, and he titled it, I Left Her for Him. And one of the sound engineers was a little confused by that. He said, what's he trying to say? And the producer said, oh, you dummy, he's talking about the denominations. And I thought that was cute. Amen. God bless you tonight. Let's sing this song as we go. You're dismissed. Oh, give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It's that old-time Holy Spirit, and the devil won't go near it. That's the reason people fear it, and it's good enough for me. Oh, give me that old-time religion. Give me that old. Oh, give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Oh, it will make you stop your life. It will save you when you're dying. It will start the devil flying. And it's good enough for me. Oh, give me that old. Oh, give me that old. Oh, give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Oh, it's so good. I want no other. For it makes me love my brother. And it brings things from undercover. Oh, it's good enough for me. Oh, give me that old. It's good enough for me. Oh, it was good for Brother Branham. It was good for Brother Branham. It was good for Brother Branham. And it's good enough for me. So give me that old. Oh, give me that old. Oh, give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It makes me love everybody, makes me love everybody, makes me love everybody, and it's good enough for me, so give me that old.